Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Thursday. Ed Norris, what day is this?
It's Friday, babe.
Yeah, babe.
All we need is Antonio now to confirm it. It's not Friday Eve until he confirms it. What's going on, gentlemen?
Still waking up. Other than that, good.
Still waking up.
I am. I'm still waking up.
Yeah, I was telling you guys, yesterday, my son got an opportunity, wanted to be an assistant coach. This basketball team goes out. As soon as he steps on the basketball floor, hey, we need one to do this, he blows out his ACL. And so now, like, this kid, the whole drive over is like, man, it's felt like one step forward, two steps back. Uh-huh. And then now he's dealing with this, so we got to get this whole ACL thing figured out, see if it's actually torn. I think he's done this twice before, so I think he knows, but like it's the severity of it.
He's torn his ACL before?
Yeah, he had a small tear in this knee where he wore a brace and he was fine for years.
Right.
And then he had another one where he had a tear and he had to have, it's like a minor surgery, but they were smaller tears, but he knows what it felt like. And again, this is the same kid. Peyton's the same kid that tore his labrum and had to have labrum surgery.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's had a lot of injuries?
Yeah. It just sucks, man. Yeah, poor kid's like finally putting himself back out there trying to do something, and this is what happens. It's like the person that goes back to the gym first day in.
Yes.
There it goes. Oh, that's a rotator cuff. That's interesting. Didn't know I had one of those. But yeah, so I mean, that was kind of my day yesterday, was dealing with that and running around like crazy.
No Orioles news yesterday. It's like every day now I'm waiting for something to
Orioles
happen.
Watch.
Yeah.
Who's it going to be? Who's going to be the pitcher?
I'm still going with
Framber
Valdez.
Framber Valdez until it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Until he sides with somebody else, I'm going with Framber.
And I think we're
it's
a
my
lot,
wish list.
Absolutely. I think where a lot of people are missing out and talking about, like even the video that we posted the other day saying the Orioles aren't done. You had so many people responding to it, Ed and Rob, like that were saying, oh yeah, they're not done. I'll believe it. I was like, they've told you there was three things they were going to get. They've already got two of them.
National media members who never connect us to anyone significant is connecting us still to Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
They never connect us to anyone. Joe sent that out yesterday. I mean, you can't say same old Orioles for a new ownership group. You know, this is their first time around.
This is what drives me nuts in it, but it's so easy to say it. It's so easy to get people to jump on board and bash the team. Mm-hmm. And I was joking with you guys last night, like seeing that Cedric Mullins signs with Tampa Bay, and I'm like, stupid ass Mike Elias. Like, I'm waiting for somebody to write that. How'd you let him go?
I think I responded with a laughable.
Yeah.
Right? I felt the sarcasm through the phone.
But it's just like, that's how it is now. Like, no matter what you do, you can do no right.
They stole Brandon Hyde and said Mullins from us. Bastards.
Yep.
And they might get Zach Eflin back.
Well, he wants to go home.
Mm-hmm.
He's from that area.
Well, like, I mean, when people started talking about like Dylan Cease and some of these other guys, I don't know that I'd rather have Zach Eflin for that type of money.
I'm with you.
Than the back end of that contract. And I know it's kind of counterproductive from what some people think. Do I think Dylan Cease is a better pitcher than Eflin? Sure, I do. But when I look at the money he got,
how much better?
I just,
yeah,
I don't see it. I look,
does it
again,
justify the cost?
It's easy now to praise. Like, I'll give you another one. How about the Colts? Everybody praising them for going for it, right? They made that awful trade for Sauce Gardner, gave up first round picks, takes on a bad contract. It's a bad trade from all standpoints. What did everybody say after the trade deadline? Winner, Colts. Because you're going for it, and the fact that you're going for it, but now people don't realize, well, we got to see how significant the injury is to the cornerback that we just traded for.
Right.
We're dealing with our quarterback now who, I guess his friends from Duke printed some sort of thing that he's going to wear on his knee now that's going to help him out. He's got really smart friends at Duke.
Eh? Yeah,
apparently.
And then, you know, like, this Colts team, which you gave up some first-round picks. Are you really that close to being the team? Do you tip your cap to them for going all in? Or did they do what the Rams did and it's not going to work out? We don't know yet.
Well, see, this is the difference with me. You can say what you want, give me the numbers, but I'm also going with the eyes. Every now and then, you got to go with the eye test. The Rams went all in with a quarterback that we all agree is going to be a Hall of Famer. I'm not going all in with Daniel Jones because I don't know if Daniel Jones is on a heater or he's my franchise quarterback.
You still got to sign him in the
exactly.
offseason.
So I don't that's the difference. You go all in with a Hall of Famer, a guy that at the time when he was traded, Matthew Stafford, we asked, is he a Hall of Famer? Because there was some question because of what he's done. So he was at least in the conversation. So I don't mind going all out with that guy, but oh man, I'm not trading the farm, Ed, because Daniel Jones is my quarterback. I don't believe in him that much.
I mean, I think he's doing a good job. The change of scenery did him good, but I don't feel that much.
I mean, it's like
that much confidence in him.
Perception in the moment, right? I mean, it's the recency bias. Oh my God, this is the worst trade ever. Oh, what's that? The other guy turned out to be the best pitcher in baseball this year. Oh, okay. No, we're not going to talk about that anymore. Why would we? You know, like, but this is my point. I don't care. I'll be an ass about that. The messages, you know, the messages we got.
Well, yeah, the messages you got because you loved it. I didn't know about it. I'm not going to claim that one. I'll give you the credit for that one. You loved it. You rode that one.
It wasn't that I loved it. I just understood it. And,
okay. Right.
And again, but it turned into I'm Trevor Rogers' biggest fan, which TR, I mean, what's up? Yeah. Like, we could.
I'll tell you this. He ain't a bad person to be a big fan of.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
But
when we talk about other people and during the break, he's the definition of a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like the same thing where I've seen people writing online like, oh, the Orioles are going to regret this Grayson Rodriguez thing. Will they? I mean, I don't know. Their doctors have pointed out a lot of things that have been wrong, and I haven't known this team just to move somebody out for just no reason other than getting an expiring contract for a right-handed bat.
Well, I mean let's back up for a second, Jeremy. The criticism of this front office is they take too much about the future, not trying to win now. Okay? Is that the criticism?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who helps you win now more? Grayson Rodriguez or Tito?
Tito.
That's Tito helps you win more.
Who the hell's going to know who
now,
Tito is?
Now.
You want to win? Put Tito in.
You do know, well, the minute I see him in absolutely spring training, I'm hey, what's up, Tito? Well, what are you calling Tito? Let me explain it to you, man.
You got
to
explain it to him. You're Tito. You White, you Ben Affleck. You Taylor, you Tito. You Tyler, you might be Taylor. We don't know yet. Tito Gaston.
That was a day for me. This stranger. I saw this stranger, man, in the grocery store. And he stopped me, like maybe a week after that, and said, dude, I don't know what was going on with you, but you were on one. He said, I could not stop laughing.
So your buddy, Hop, right?
From
the home. He's the one that said he texted you, letting you know you said Tito. You were talking about Tito Gaston. And then somehow it all became intertwined, and Ed's going, oh, no, that's Tito Ward. Where the hell did that come from? And now it's here.
Here we are.
410-583-1057. World is stupid at 7 o'clock. Don't go anywhere with that. But yesterday, we got a notification for the Baltimore Ravens. I don't think either of us, including Joe, saw coming. Baltimore's big bad morning show on the fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm a big fan of Mark, you know, always have been. I'm a big fan of all of our guys, but you know, Mark's been here a long time, you know, and we've been through a lot together. All of us, and so I'm proud of him. You know, I'm not surprised at all. I expect him to have the type of season he's having. So
that's John Harbaugh talking about his veteran tight end, former All-Pro tight end Mark Andrews, who yesterday agreed on a 3-year, $39 million extension, 26 of it's guaranteed. Average annual salary of 13.1. I did not, Ed, nor see this one coming.
I didn't either, because, I mean, I've listened to what everyone else seems to be thinking, that this is going to be his last season here. But I told you guys a couple weeks ago, I think likely has hurt himself. I don't mean physically. I mean in the eyes of the team. And it may have prompted it. Maybe it's something they see, too. I said likely is costing himself money. And now it looks like it may be very true.
Yeah, I don't think any of us expected this, because we all thought Likely was the
likely successor.
Yes. Yeah. And again, if they're not seeing eye to eye on the money, and if you're the Ravens and you're looking at the situation you're in, I still think any way this gets sliced, it likely gets some sort of franchise or transition tag in case it's in case they try to trade him. But I still think he's still in their plans. I just think this is the backup option in case something goes wrong. And this is a really nice backup option to have when you have no tight ends under contract.
Well, I've also heard grumblings that Likely isn't very happy in terms of the offensive philosophy, usage, and things like that, and has been vocal about it.
The either-or offense.
So I don't know whether that goes into it. You know, maybe, who knows, maybe Likely's campus said, you know, we don't really want to come back. You know, I mean, we did have that before with Hollywood Brown.
Yeah.
Hollywood Brown wanted out because he didn't like the offensive philosophy.
But they didn't want to use their soldiers. What's the point in having them?
Yeah. You know, G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
So
No limit.
Maybe some of that has something to do with it as well. You never know. But because out of nowhere, you get this extension. There was no talks of any extension. I'm not saying just because we didn't hear it, they weren't working on it. But I would love to know how long, when did they pivot to this? This is a strange time. Am I right? They have a contract extension.
Yeah.
Strange timing.
Absolutely.
So it makes you think maybe there was a pivot somewhere.
It looks like something prompted this, because you're right. It's an odd time. It's more than it's halfway through a kind of frustrating season.
Yeah.
It's not something you'd expect. Like, all of a sudden you get this newsy, an extension. Like,
Mark Andrews, Merry Christmas.
Right. You
know? You think that's a, you know, kind of a check to Isaiah Likely, letting him, like, hey.
I think it is.
I think it has something to do with maybe they realize, Jeremy, this isn't working with Likely. We don't want to franchise him. That's a lot of money for 1 year for a tight end that hasn't proven to be worth that kind of money yet. We think he can be, but he hadn't done it. So, bird in the hand. Mm-hmm. We got Mark Andrews here. He still has something left in the tank. Let's go ahead and wrap him up now and free up some money. You never know. I just think it has something more to do with their relationship with Likely than anything else.
But do they eventually put two in the bush is what we want to know. If they got a bird in the hand, right?
Right.
It's worth two in the bush.
Yes.
I think that's how the old saying goes.
Bird in the hand is better than two in the bush.
Well, what if it's your bush? Because then those are technically your birds. Right, Ed? Is that how the math works or no?
Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Too tired.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Both the Ravens and Steelers have bad games last week. Should the Ravens be favored by 6 points? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. Yeah, they both had bad games. I think the Ravens on paper, the guys who you agree, are a better team on paper. On top of that, they're playing in Baltimore.
Well, you said, didn't you go on a couple of Pittsburgh stations yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I've gone on a bunch of Pittsburgh stations. I go on another one today, podcasts and all this. And it's funny the way that everyone's kind of talking about this game, because if you're looking at these teams that seem like mirror images of themselves, except for the fact that the Ravens have their franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
Like when you look at the Steelers, you're going, which direction are they going next year? Who are they after this season when the Aaron Rodgers experiment's done? Because I don't think you're moving to Mason Rudolph or somebody else. You're looking for a quarterback, whereas the Ravens are going to have him in the fold. And even if you have this lull, if you will, you'd expect them to bounce back next year. But the Ravens have a lot of things to figure out on their own, too. So the question kept coming up about the similarities in coaches, the fact that they've been there so long, and it seems like the fan base thinking they get a pass on a lot of things.
The Pittsburgh stations, even the jocks, done with Tomlin.
Yep.
Absolutely done.
And then the other part of that, too, is the fact that in this game, if the Ravens would have beat the Bengals, I think the Ravens are closer to like a 7.5, 10-point, like somewhere in that range of being a favorite. The fact that you lose, I think this is what happens.
Larry needs Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How you doing, man?
All right. About Andrew, it ain't no surprise. Andrew, he always going to be a Raven, you know what I mean? I don't care what likely dude. You can't place that, man. He'd be up there. He ran with Ray Lewis, Suggs, and Jonathan Hawkins class. He going to Ring of Honor. You know, I'm mad at what to give him. Take care of him.
He's definitely a Ring of Honor guy. Yep.
Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah, we say that now. Nobody thought he was re-signing. I mean, I don't know anybody who thought at the beginning of the season, Mark Andrews was going to re-sign with the Baltimore Ravens. Extend. I don't know anybody who thought that.
I got to make sure I went back and didn't make any statements like, there's no way he'll re-sign. If he does, I'll do this, because then I'm stuck.
Manny in Essex. What's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Morning.
That's a great move. That's a really great move that they did to make sign Andrews, because Andrews has a lot in his tank. He reminds me just like Kelsey.
Manny, they just got to get Ricard locked up now, right?
Hey, Ricard, we got to sign him 100%, baby. Listen, Andrews has got a lot in his tank still. I mean, Likely's good. I mean, I love Likely, but now if you notice, lately, they're using a lot of Kohler. Kohler this, touchdown, Kohler this. Likely's not really in the picture a lot. So sign Andrews, save a lot of money, trade Likely, and get something for him right now that we can.
You can't trade him now. His contract is up at the end of the year, so you can't trade him. You would have to trade him before. I think he alluded to what I said earlier. I think this is more of their opinion about Likely than anything else. Mm-hmm. I think they've moved on from him in so many ways.
Yes. I agree with you. I think he is – whatever's happened to him, I think he's just hurt himself and he's cost himself. Because he was the heir apparent. Most people thought Andrews would be gone and he'd be stepping in and all that.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What do they do for tight end two?
Right now, I mean, you could bring Kohler. So like with what Manny said.
I don't mind bringing, if you moved on from Likely, I don't mind bringing Kohler back.
No, Kohler's your blocking tight end. I mean, he kind of came in.
He's been catching more balls. So.
Yeah, but I think the point of that, too, is like the way that the Ravens would use their fullbacks here, right? Kyle Juszczyk being the pass catcher. Who was the guy before Juszczyk? There was another, like, extreme pass-catching fullback they had, or maybe it was shortly after. But
because he had Vontae Leach before him.
Yeah, he wasn't really much of a pass catcher. Every once in a while, you throw him the ball. But he was that true, hey, I'm just going to go block whoever the hell's in front of me. But, no, when it comes down to it, like, you're bringing Charlie Kohler on the field when you're running your 22 personnel and you've got your two tight end sets. And because you pay so much attention to the other guy, when he never goes out, you sneak him out, and all of a sudden it's like nobody's paying attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you come up with that great touchdown call, the pass that they had, where I'm like, run the ball. Oh, that worked out. Never mind. you know, like you see that all the time. But I think Kohler, it's not going to cost you much to bring him back until he becomes like a vested vet. And then you're like, oh, we got to pay this guy $1.5 million because he's, you know, been in the league for this long.
You know, we were talking about how the Ravens have kind of pivoted in the tight end room, and now they re-signed or extended Mark Andrews. Look at the running back situation. You're getting fewer and fewer carries for Derrick Henry. And people have been saying, you know, you got to give more and more touches for Keaton Mitchell. Will those touches go at the detriment of Derrick Henry? Some are even saying that maybe Keaton Mitchell should be the focal point of the run game. We'll talk about that up next right here on The Fan. And I will get to our Keaton Mitchell topic, but Joe just said something about tonight implications as Week 14 starts off in the National Football League. Who would have thought that we're entering Week 14 and the only thing that separates the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions is a tie? Yeah. I would have never thought that. The only thing that separates them, they're both right now going to tonight's ball game with five losses.
What if I told you Week 14 Thursday night, the Cowboys play the Lions, and whoever loses that game misses the playoffs? You would have been like, oh, yeah. Well, the Cowboys, they probably – what? Wait a minute. The Lions are doing what? Everybody – like, including myself, I thought they were the best team. When they were at home, I thought they were the best team, and we're not seeing that now. Yeah. Like, it's – I don't know what's going on with them. And then the sad part is Amon-Ra St. Brown, that's what we're waiting to find out. He hasn't practiced all week.
Right.
I don't expect him to play tonight. At least that's what it's looking like. But he's done crazier things. He's suited up with broken bones and everything else.
So. I didn't think they would be here because I didn't think the Cowboys were good enough.
Yeah.
I didn't think they would be here because I thought the Detroit Lions were too good. But somehow they was both met in the middle here. And you're right. This is kind of an elimination game. You look back on last Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. Derrick Henry, 10 carries, averaged 6 yards a carry. Keaton Mitchell, 2 carries, averaged 9.5 yards a carry. Now, he had 19 yards. 18 of it was on one run. There's some, Jeremy, who believe that Keaton Mitchell maybe need at a time where he may need to be more of a focal point in this running game. Your thoughts?
I mean, look, he adds something that the other guys don't bring, and that includes Justice Hill, is that explosive on the outside. The speed to the out is just crazy. Like any sweeps that you run with him, the misdirection. I still go back to what Ken McCusick said. I don't know why we haven't seen more of the pony backfield with those two in it. We've seen it with other running backs, but not those two together enough. I feel like it offers you different options in which way you want to go. Teams want to crowd the box. Okay, here comes a sweep with Keaton Mitchell. We'll see if we can't get outside. And then once you pull him up, then all of a sudden here comes the play action. So they got to get back to running the football and building everything off of that.
I think anybody who says Keaton Mitchell needs to be more of a focal point, Ed, have been brainwashed by the Baltimore Ravens offensive philosophy. And that's what I've been calling for years, the either-or offense. You have two dynamic running backs. One's going to the Hall of Fame if he leaves now. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He may as well just go ahead and build a house in Canton because he'll be there in 5 years. That's Derrick Henry. One who's dynamic, like Jeremy says, who can get to the outside with explosiveness. Why can't you use both?
I don't get it, and I don't. Again, the last game we're talking about, and we all have seen what he can do.
They combined for 12 carries.
Well, not just that; they combined for. He had the fewest. He had 2.
Yep.
Rasheen Ali had 4. Lamar had 6. Henry had 10. He had 2. 2 carries.
Mm-hmm. Rasheen Ali had more snaps taken than Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
both of them
did.
Yeah. That's just. It was just again. That's a. We've been brainwashed by how the Baltimore Ravens do on offense. Well, who needs to be more of a focal point? Well, why can't you use both? Why?
Yeah.
Especially now, if you know, with the, if the mesh point between Lamar and Henry is diminished because Lamar's, you know, nagging injuries, use the pony backfield.
We had a new mesh point, yeah.
Yeah, you have a new one. Now it's like, who's getting the ball? Is it this giant guy coming in, or is it going to be this guy on the outside? So figure it out. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't use, you know, that as your new strategy.
Because that's what the Ravens do, Ed.
I know.
That's what the hell they do. They don't know how to use everybody. You know what I mean? That's probably why you have a disgruntled Isaiah Likely. Isaiah Likely probably thinking, I'm not saying don't throw it to Andrews, but throw it to me too.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you throw it to both of us? Why can't you use both of us? Tell me, Jeremy, give me some creativity and imagination other than, hey, Lamar Jackson, do the phenomenal that they use on the offense. What creativity do they have?
I mean, look, we've
seen imagination.
We've seen a couple of things that what is it, the tornado play?
Yeah.
Hurricane? Like there. We've seen some imagination on things where it's like, why are you even doing that?
Hurricane.
The toilet bowl, whatever they called it.
I thought it was tornado too. Joe just said hurricane.
You keep changing which weather phenomenon it is.
All right. The tsunami that they ran.
Not that's a geographical thing.
Okay. What do we have left? The tropical storm.
Yeah,
the
typhoon.
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 Geological is what I
you
should say.
You got typhoon. You got thyroid.
Typhoon and rice.
But no, like, again, just going back to this, I feel like you might be right in talking about some of the different things they've done in years past, especially. I'd like to give Monken a little bit more credit because sometimes I think he gets too cute in situations.
You know, Andrew's targets are down dramatically the last couple of years.
Well,
a lot. If they've used him less than they used to.
He fully felt like he was becoming the third down guy and the red zone guy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I felt Mark Andrews was kind of turning into. And when they signed D-Hop, I'm like, oh, well, now they got two options in that type of, because those are similar types of players and the routes are going to run.
Yeah.
When you watch certain teams, they would have a guy like Keaton Mitchell, and they would sit him in motion one way and then back the other before the ball snapped to isolate him on someone. There's none of that.
I ask you again, if Keaton Mitchell was on the Chiefs, what would he look like?
He would be about to get paid by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he would be. You don't see that with us. Zay Flowers, this team takes your natural talent and lets you be your natural talent. That's what they do. They don't take your natural talent and create something with it. They've never done it. You know, Zay Flowers should be used in different ways than he is right now. I'm so sick of Zay Flowers getting the ball at the line of scrimmage and asking to make people miss. I'm so done with that. Get somebody in front of him. Run a bubble. Do something. I just don't think there's enough imagination on this offense to use. There's so much talent on this offense, and they don't use it all.
Yeah, it reminds me of the story. I used to do this thing with Rocket Ismail, and he was telling me the story about when he went to Notre Dame, and Lou Holtz was looking at him saying, he was a running back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'm not putting you in the backfield with all that speed. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, they can't catch you. I'm going to run your ass outside mm-hmm. and throw the ball up to you. You just need to learn how to catch.
Mm-hmm.
And look, he won the Heisman. You see the years he had. It never really amounted at the NFL level the way they thought. Actually, Kadre ended up having a better season or a better career than his brother. But it was kind of cool to see, like, a coach looked at him and said, you have too much speed for me to use you there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to use you on the outside. And that's kind of how I feel about Zay. I don't mind some of the gadget stuff, but now that you got Keaton, why wouldn't you use him in that
yes.
and use Zay
yeah.
more down the field or the intermediate stuff?
Can you imagine you use Keaton, and then you run that play that I was talking about where you try to get him back on the perimeter, but you slip Zay downfield also. Where's the focus going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going back with Zay or am I standing up with Keaton? It just seems like there's not enough creativity used with this offense that I saw Monken use at Georgia.
But how about even the plays where you're not going to use him? Like, if you get down near the goal line, I want Derrick Henry on the field just so there's the thought that we may give it to him.
Yes, absolutely.
So why is he sitting out next to Harbaugh and just standing there? Like, I mean, look, it's a big-ass running back. You can't miss him on the sideline.
He's a big human being, man. Jeez. Let's go to Johnny and Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. This is why I can't – this is why these coaches need to go. Because, look, the Patriots had two great tight ends. Them tight ends made the running back that you never – they never had a Derrick Henry. They never had a Keaton Mitchell. But their running backs were legit because of their creativity with them two tight ends and the little bit of receivers that they had. They didn't have a Zay Flowers.
The only way to stop the Patriots tight ends were murder charges.
Here we go.
Like, no, that's it. That wasn't an either-or offense because you could have games where both Gronk and Aaron Hernandez had 100 yards and both scored.
I know. But then.
And then Aaron Hernandez did some, there's movies.
Who's in the past?
Yeah. What an interesting guy that was.
Interesting? I'm telling you, man, Tim Tebow is the greatest leader in the history of college football. You look at that Florida Gator team?
They were shooting.
He's the greatest leader in the history.
They were shooting up nightclubs.
Exactly.
Gang wars going on.
And Tebow would come to practice. We're going to win, guys.
All right, everybody, let's pray for Aaron.
It is funny. He was on that team.
And I'm not making fun of him. When you look back now, you're like,
He definitely was. Look, I still think he's the greatest college football player I've ever seen. I understand the people that say Herschel Walker, again, a little bit before my time, but watching what Tim Tebow was doing was just, like, go look at the games where it was like, we just need you to run the football, and can you get us 160 yards rushing? Yeah, I got it.
And not only that, but who he did it with. Now look back at who he was doing this with.
Yeah.
It wasn't just Aaron Hernandez, folks. Look at that team. That team was interesting. Very. World of Stupid at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Ryan Helsley said the Orioles young core and tight-knit group guys were the reason that he wanted to come to Baltimore. Do you think other free agents will listen? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Fan.
Seemed like a great fit, honestly, you know, playing this team the last few years and seeing their young core and, you know, how tight-knit they were. And I've known a couple guys that, you know, I've played with this group the last few years, and, you know, they had very good things to say about them and the new coaching staff. You know, I've heard a lot of great stuff about it. So that really, you know, drew me to come to Baltimore. And, you know, obviously it has to be a two-way street and for agency, and they were very interested as well. And obviously we were able to strike a deal.
How do you feel when you hear that, Jeremy? A free agent, veteran free agent, hears about the core, the nucleus of this team and the organization and wants to be here.
What just surprised me, they talked to Jack Flaherty and he told him to come here. I didn't think Jack liked his time here, but maybe I was wrong. I mean, look, there has to be a different feel here than years past, especially from the clubhouse, looking at the young players you have, the core that you have here. This is why we kept going over this last year, this last season, where people are like, oh, you got to blow the whole thing up. It's like, the entire core's here. You had a bad offseason. You had a bunch of injuries, and things just didn't work out. And oh, by the way, once you fired your manager and moved on to Tony Mancino, you actually played above board. And if you played that way the whole season, more than likely would have been in the playoffs or at least knocking on that door. So, I just think that hearing other players telling someone to come here doesn't feel right, because we have always said, do free agents even want to come to the Orioles?
You know, it's funny. Can I go back to the Jack Flaherty thing?
Yeah.
They were teammates for a long time in St. Louis, and they're probably friends, or Ryan Helsley knows Jack Flaherty.
And when
knows
he said,
so anything Jack Flaherty says would probably take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Now, pillar of salt. Yeah.
He'd probably think, okay, well, I know Jack, so all right, yeah, I'm going to take that. Yeah. But it does feel comforting to know that these guys hear about this organization and want to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like Jeremy just said, it's like the complete opposite of years ago, where who would want to come here? Who would want to come here?
That was the thing we always said. We got to trade for somebody. Like it's like how you would feel if you're a Pittsburgh Pirates fan. Who would actually want to sign here knowing that we're not going to do anything
to win?
And we're going to be in last place with maybe the best pitching prospect we've seen the last 30 years.
Yeah.
The guy that just wants to get paid. That's it. You know, his contract is what his contract is. We just need more of the St. Louis Helsley than the New York Mets.
Yeah.
Helsley.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, the thing that people want to point out, if you want to be negative about the Helsley signing, is, yeah, he had a weird year with his fastball. Even Jim Duquette said it on the show the other day, like, looked like his fastball got very straight. And I don't care how hard you throw, if you don't have movement on your fastball, they're going to catch up to it and they're going to figure out whether he was tipping pitches. That could have been another thing that's going in. But when he got to the Mets, he pitched well. For most of his career, he's pitched well. He's got one of the highest strikeout rates, you know, per inning. So, yeah, I think it's a good signing, and this is a guy I would kick the tires on.
You know his nickname?
What? Hell's Bells. Yeah, that's what he comes out to. Yeah.
Hell's Bells.
wasn't Heath Bell the one that came out to that too? Hell's Bell. Yes. And so yeah, I mean it's like look, perfect thing. Yeah. It's if everybody loved the whole Omar thing that we were doing with Felix Bautista, I think they'll get in line with the Hell's Bells thing when Helsley comes out because it's fun. Anytime they're playing that music and you have that entrance.
You have a cool walkout like you, Mariano with Enter Sandman. It's like classic. And then when he retires, they came and played it.
Yeah. I mean, like all those things. If you're looking at the songs that come out, because whether it's college basketball or college football, House of Pain in Wisconsin, you know, Metallica at Virginia Tech, people look forward to those things. Yeah. And I feel like it's almost like a show, like a wrestler coming out. It's like, who's coming out next?
How many times did people go to the Ravens game early to make sure they saw Ray Lewis and Squirrel Dance?
Yeah, they ran from concessions sometimes. People got out of the line to run to see him
do. I was one of them. I wanted to be there.
And then when he started losing, well, he stopped doing the dance. That's how people are. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think this is a very aggressive move by the Baltimore Orioles early. I think it kind of sent the message to people that, you know, hey, man, we're trying to get people now. I like the message that it sent, Jeremy.
Yeah. This is they had a lot of holes to fill, and we're sitting here saying during the regular season last year, getting towards the end, you got a lot of pieces to figure out in your bullpen, but that's something that's probably more replaceable. The other things, figuring out these big contracts and how you're getting your power right-handed bat, which we know they needed. Are you adding someone else? Is there another trade coming along? I just brought up to you, like somebody had a proposed trade online for Freddy Peralta that included Dylan Beavers and Cade Povich. And, you know, those are the types of deals that you're going to be looking at and what teams are going to be asking for if they're trading away veteran starting pitchers that they're not
going to
sign.
Going back to Helsley, Ed, haven't we got to the point now where we can say this front office has a history of turning pitchers back around? They bring them in, they find some good in them, even if it's only brief.
Yeah,
but they have a history of getting the most out of pitchers. That
I'll say a recent history.
Well, they've only done it recently.
I agree with that because I'm still bitter about the Gausman issue.
Yeah, that's a different front office. Yeah. I'm saying this current.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So if they trade, if they sign this guy, because of their history, I'm instantly thinking, well, they see something in him. Mm-hmm. We're going to see it in him on the field.
All of a sudden, Trevor Rogers doesn't look like such a bad deal.
No, it doesn't.
He's the best pitcher in baseball.
Who? Cionel Perez. What they got out of him was I thought was outstanding. Now, it was brief, but still, they got it out of him.
You remember that guy Kyle Bradish that everyone likes? Didn't he trade for him too?
Yeah. How about that? They traded. I always say this. They traded Dylan Bundy for a guy they thought Dylan Bundy would be.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what they did.
And the thing that gets me is like people always say, oh, you guys are homers. No, we're overly defensive about things because you guys are such asshats about everything being negative all the time. Oh, the sky is falling. They signed this guy. It's a terrible signing. I just want him to sign a closer. They signed that closer. Ugh. Oh, they got a right-handed power bat. It's Taylor Ward. I don't know who that guy is.
Oh, why'd you give up Grayson?
Yeah, why are you giving up Grayson? Oh, there was only three outfielders that hit 30 homers and had 100 ribbies last year, and he was one of them. Again, like going back to this, everybody wants to get upset about
why are they always investing in the future and trying not to win now? Well, they got a guy that can help them win now because they don't believe Grayson's going to help them win now. They don't believe it. And if they don't believe it, I got news for you folks. I don't care who you're reading. They know more than you.
Yeah.
I don't care who you're reading, who's giving you updates. When it comes down to it, they know more than you. I'm sorry. Commissions Baltimore at 7:45. Been a while since we had one of those. Should be real interesting. But on the other side, what?
Nothing.
What are we?
That wasn't throwing you under the bus.
I know.
Okay. Tell on the side, we get stupid.
Yeah, we'll get stupid with me, right? Anyway, we're going to talk about something that RG3 said. I don't know if you guys heard this, where he was talking about the fact that BYU's not in the playoff picture right now. Mm-hmm. It's because the NCAA is against Christian schools and all this. We're going to talk about this for a second. We have to stop throwing things out there that have no factual evidence behind it and trying to create something. People will say anything online. Separating right
Christians and Catholics. The internet would collapse.
Well, I mean, look, you don't have to separate them. Even though we're talking about Notre Dame, wasn't TCU just in a national championship not that long ago?
What's the name of that school?
That would be Texas Christian.
Okay.
Now, we'll get into that. All right. We're also going to talk about a Swedish company that is allowing people to do something. Well, you might be able to figure this out. They're giving you a 30-minute break. I'll tell you what that is. And we had someone that went on a drunken rampage in a Virginia liquor store. You'll never guess who or what. I'll tell you what that is when we come back in the World of Stupid.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.